Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for Monday, March 19, 2012. Political detainee Hana Shalabi is entering her second month of hunger strike, while in Gaza two civilians were injured in a tunnel accident. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian political detainee Hana Shalabi started today her 33rd day of hunger strike. Shalabi is protesting ill treatment and administrative detention by her Israeli captives. Hana's lawyers announced on Monday that her health is deteriorating, which prevented her from meeting with her lawyers on Sunday. At the same time, the Palestinian Ministry of Political Detainees announced today that 50 other prisoners have joined Hana on her hunger strike. Meanwhile, on Monday at dawn, two Palestinian civilians were injured in an accident at a tunnel in Rafah city near the Gaza-Egypt borders. Medical sources reported that two men sustained moderate to critical wounds and were moved to a hospital in Rafah city for treatment. Sources in Gaza said that the two men were injured after having fallen inside the tunnel. Later on Monday morning, Israeli troops invaded a number of West Bank communities and arrested eight civilians. Local sources reported home searches and invasions in the cities of Hebron, Ramallah, Salfit, and Jenin. Israel's army radio claimed that all arrested on Monday were on the military wanted list and were moved to army detention facilities for interrogation. Elsewhere, a group of armed extremist Israeli settlers of the Ramat Yishai illegal settlement outpost in the southern West Bank city of Hebron attacked on Sunday at night several Palestinian homes in Tarrumeida neighborhood. The attack is one of the latest attacks and violations carried out by extremist Israeli settlers against the residents and their lands in the occupied West Bank, including in occupied East Jerusalem. Also on Sunday late at night, Israeli soldiers invaded Nabi Saleh village near the central West Bank city of Ramallah and broke into and seared several homes. Troops threatened further invasions and attacks if popular nonviolent resistance continued. Nabi Saleh villagers organize a weekly protest every Friday against the Israeli wall and settlements being built on their lands that were taken over by the Israeli military several years ago. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, March 19th Daily News Roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. Join us again tomorrow for more news and updates. Visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hussam Katsis and me, Ghassan Badnoura.